It is difficult to truly listen, let alone hearing without filtering out the noise. People try to out-talk each other. Have you ever been in a crowd and one person, group over here, is talking, and then the other group over here talks even louder, and then the group over here talks even louder than the group over here? Because it's not that they can't hear each other. They want to out-talk everyone. People are eager to be heard, but somehow hearing without listening. But it's more than that. Listening, truly listening, is a way of life. If we cultivate a posture of listening, if we become attentive and engaged with everyone around us, so much better. So often we hear what our loved ones are saying, but we do not listen to what they're saying. This results in having no idea what was said or the emotional intent of what they said. And we have no idea how what they were saying made them feel. Listening shapes us and equips us to be more attuned to people in pain and more able to minister to those. And we are not listening to those around us. How can we listen to God? Our lives are to be a quantitative difference. So much better if we become active listeners. Heed the call to listen to life and hear what God is doing around the world. And my sermon, Move Slower, the Art of Listening Well. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we bring forth this sermon to you, the people of the Lord, both to them and to myself as well, let us listen to the words and hear what is said to the Lord, and let it open in our hearts and our minds. Let your word fill us, dear Lord, so that we may listen to you. In Jesus' name we pray. We have three core challenges to listen. One, we have a severed connection with God. And, you know, kids sometimes like to, and you probably all, oh, I'm not on. I'm sorry. Is that better? Okay. You know, you've seen kids, and some of us have probably done it ourselves. When we're young, get a can, there's no more tin cans, get a can and punch a hole in the bottom of it, tie a string and put it on each end, and we pull it taut, and we can talk and listen to each other. But if you cut it, it severs the connection. We can't hear each other. You know, over 100 times in scriptures, God tells his people, they're not listening. You're not listening to me. How many times have you all heard that? We are guilty of this. We read the Bible and we pray. Then we go on with our busy lives, never stopping to listen to what God has to say. We need to be listening to the right voices as well. I've heard people say they have an agreement with God, even though that agreement is a permission to sin. If a spirit is telling you something contrary to the Bible, it's not from God. You need to make sure that you know which spirit you're listening to. Prayer without listening to God is missing something vital. Prayer requires a genuine relationship. Have you ever sat down and tried to have an in-depth, imminent conversation with a total stranger? We do that with our loved ones. You've got to have that relationship. We've got to have that relationship with God to have a good prayer. That requires both talking, then shut your mouth, and listen. You can't listen while you're talking. A person sits down with their loved ones and says something or asks a question, and then their mind goes off somewhere else. They hear what's being said, but not listening to their loved ones. They don't hear what's said. They don't hear the message being, you know what? That hurts. When we talk to someone, we need to focus our attention on them. Not just while we're talking, but when we're done talking. And not just hear, but listen to what they have to say. This is true with God also. When we pray or read the Bible, we need to stop and meditate on what we just did and read. And don't shift your attention elsewhere. Time to pray. Check the box. Okay, time to move to another. No. You got to stop. Spend some time meditating. Okay. I got to pray. Okay, now what's my plans for the day? No. You got to stop. You got to meditate. If you want to talk to someone, don't turn around and walk away after you finish talking. You want to listen. Maybe we hear what God said, maybe we don't. But in both cases, we did not listen, and we miss out on something special from God. We have assumptions. We have assumptions. We assume. The opposite of listening is waiting for your turn to talk. We got a bad habit as people. We say something, and while the other person is talking, in our mind, we're forming a plan what we're going to say next and never hear a word of what they said. When we bring our assumptions about other people or the answers we're expecting them to say, have you ever talked to someone and asked them a question? But you didn't care what their answer was because you already had a plan what their answer was going to be. We got to listen. When we bring our assumptions about other people or the answers we want to hear without listening to them, we're more interested in labeling them than knowing them. We hear what we want to hear. We need to resolve to know nothing about that person you don't know other than that Christ died for them. And then talk to them and learn. Do not prejudge someone, but open up and listen to what they said and learn. For when we prejudge someone, we develop prejudiced opinions about that person. We never go to that person nor know what their opinion is if we never listen to what they say. We display in our one-way conversation what our options are and drive others away. Instead of getting to really know the other person and being able to share the gospel in an effective manner, we push that person away from God. If you are talking to someone and you want to share the gospel, but you never listen to what they say, you're pushing them away from God. Instead, slow down. Move slowly and actively listen to what that person is saying. Actively pay attention to them. Then when you share the gospel with them, they will listen to what you have to say. And maybe, just maybe, they will listen to the Holy Spirit too. We need to have a cultural validation. We have a problem here in America. We give attention and power to those who speak, not to those who listen. In 1 Kings 3, 5-9, in a dream, God offers Solomon anything he wants. What do you want? And I will give it to you. Solomon's response was, give me a discerning heart. Give me the wisdom to lead my people. In other words, let me hear, let me listen to what my people need. God granted that to him. The problem was later in life, he quit listening, and that's where he got in trouble. As followers and servants of Christ, we are to be separate from the world, but walk among the world. Do not become like the world, speaking without listening. You can listen and understand where a person is without approving of their choices. Let's not be legalistic and condemning, but follow the example of Jesus and listen. You know, 7 times in the New Testament, Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? Instead of, he knew what they wanted. Well, this is what you want. No. What do you want me to do for you? Ask God for a discerning heart and listen to what God has to say. And let people know you are listening. And then you can let God's light shine. Lessons for active listening. You know, for everything we want to do, there's lessons. We have to study. We have to practice. Listening, we have to do the same thing. Get all of your life from Christ. Put Christ first. Put him first in every part of your life. And all these things he will give unto you. We need to practice a rhythm of life where we set aside space and time to listen to God and to listen to what he tells us. This means learning to let go of control. You have to submit, let go. And listen for God to speak. You know, set a schedule. Use your phone calendar, use your phone reminder, and set up a time to read the Bible and include in that time, time to meditate on what you just read. Set up a time to pray and to meditate after you pray. It's going to be hard. I'll let you know right now. So many things are going to try to get in the way. Stick to your plan. Slow down. Put God first in your life. And listen to him. Listen with your here, I'm talking about doing things for people. You know what? If you can't listen to people, how are you going to listen to God? When talking to people, pay attention to their nonverbal communication. It conveys more than what we say. I used to teach police officers, and one of the most important areas we taught was nonverbal signs of communication. We are so busy today and rely so much on our smartphones, we do not have time for face-to-face communication. I've seen young men and women out on a date, sitting across from each other on a table, not saying a word, talking to each other on the smartphone. By chatting. We need to slow down and learn to talk face to face. Slow down and talk to people. You know, in the English language, one of the hardest parts for people to learn the English language is 30 to 40% of it is nonverbal. Yes, I want to do that. I just sent a confusing message to you, didn't I? Yes, I really want to listen to what you're saying. I just sent a message. I don't care what you're saying. 30 to 40% of what we say is nonverbal. When you slow down and listen to what people say and see their nonverbal communication, they also can see your nonverbal communication, your desire to listen to them. Have you ever had a face-to-face conversation with someone whose attention was focused on something else? Now, how are you doing today, Pastor? I really care about how you feel. I'm sorry you've been sick all the time. I'm sitting reading on my cell phone. You think he really thinks I care about how he feels? Has that ever happened to you? How did it make you feel? Remember the feeling. Do you even know their first name? Or their last name? How about your neighbor? What do you know about them other than their face and they live in a house on the same street as you? Have you ever talked to them and really listened to them? Slow down and practice your listening skills with those you know. And really get to know them. Then take those skills with you out into the world. Reflect on how Jesus asked questions and how he listened. When Jesus asked a question, he asked with open love and actively listened to their response. Remember the blind man calling out to Jesus? Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And all the time the crowd that was following Jesus told him, be quiet, shut up, we're trying to hear what he said. Well, they weren't trying to listen to Jesus, they were just trying to hear what was going on. He closed it. Jesus stopped. And told, bring him to me. What do you want me to do? And then he listened to him. The 10 lepers came to him, and he asked, what do you want? Read the scriptures. Reflect on how often and how Jesus asked questions. Then follow the Lord's example in your life. Take time to reflect. After you pray, after you read the Bible, and after going to church, just to name a few, slow down and reflect on what you read, prayed about, or heard, and listen for God. Just think, we fail people when we try to heal them before listening. You know what? I'm sorry, brothers, but we men have a real problem here. We listen. When someone tries to talk to us and tell us about a problem, we don't listen. We immediately try to fix it. Don't stop. Slow down. Listen. How do they really feel? What are they really trying to say to you? Let God lead you. In conclusion, slow down and learn to listen, especially from God. Slow down. Let people see that you're really interested in what they have to say. Slow down and let others see that you really care what they have to say. Slow down and follow the example of Jesus. Slow down putting God first and listen to the Holy Spirit to lead you. Wait on the Lord. And I found this song, Slow Down, by Chuck Berar, Christian song. I'm not going to sing it. I'll read the words to you. In the midst of confusion, in the time of desperate need, when I'm thinking not too clearly, a gentle voice intercedes. Slow down. Slow down. Be still. Be still and wait on the Spirit of the Lord. Slow down and hear his voice and know that he is God. Let us pray. O Heavenly Father, Lord God in heaven, we glorify and we praise your name. We thank you for this opportunity, the Lord, to hear and live. For all of us, including myself, to hear this message, dear Lord. We ask that you bless us and guide us.